I'm Kat Wyatt, and I'm here from Alaska, and I want to thank Michigan Writers, Dunes Review, and Jennifer for your kindness. So I'm going to read a piece that I wrote a while back, but it's kind of gone through many revisions. So, and I'm nervous because I'm not really great about, I read to my cats or my friends on the phone, but I don't read in front of a lot of people very often. So, Anchorage, Alaska. So I flew in on Friday morning. So, BJ, are you there? Leave a message after the horn or not. The tone was a foghorn, not a tone or a beep. BJ, are you there? Your answering machine sounds like it's outside in by the lighthouse. Your tone is a foghorn, so I'm not sure this message is being recorded. Remember when we could only hear a foghorn? You were hoping we could find the navigation lights and markers into the port, but none were visible. Couldn't see a foot in front of the bow. You had me lie on the deck, hanging out over the very tip of the bowsprit, holding that 15 million candle-powered spotlight, the fog thicker than pea soup. You navigated us, the sailboat, you and me, through the dangerously narrow switchback boulder-lined jetties leading into the docks in Bodega Bay. Just in case you didn't recognize my voice, this is your mermaid out of water, catcalling, trying to find you. I know it's been 23 years, but I still think of and remember you and me and that fateful night off the Channel Islands. I have something I need to tell you. BJ, are you there? Where is there? Are you still at the marina? I need to hear your voice, not a pre-recorded message. BJ, is this the right phone number? I heard your wife left you, and that you're doing okay. I'm doing okay too, but I'm hoping you'll come visit me. Living here with gray dust, red dirt, and humongous size of your old Jeep, tumbleweeds, everywhere you look, it's as if the ocean doesn't exist. Who would have thought I'd be living so far inland? Bet you're laughing at me right now. Please bring salt water and sand and seashells. It's been far too long since I've heard the sounds of seagulls or waves lapping at the kelp and broken seashell-littered shoreline. When you come, try to get a seagull to follow you. Directions to my house are easy. Start at Elliott Bay Marina on the Puget Sound and Pacific Ocean with a full tank of gas. Head east on I-90. Go until you run out of gas. You'll be right in front of a Conoco Mini-Mart. Fill your tank again and drive until you run out of gas again. This time, if you're lucky and you kept your lead foot off the accelerator, you'll be across from the Chevron station. Fill the tank again. Drive until the gas gauge needle is exactly on half. Turn right onto Lost Moon Drive, also named Over the Moon Road. Your GPS will show that you're going south. Continue until the gas gauge is pegged on E. Look to your left and park. Walk following the narrow zigzagging switchback rock line dirt path uphill about 500 feet. You'll find a little stone-faced cabin with a glowing red lantern in the window. I'll be waiting. I'll always remember that time our sailboat limped into the harbor at Santa Barbara after being heavily damaged by that rogue wave. There wasn't much left above board, just the twisted, mangled safety lines, the snap mast, bent in half, dangling from the wire rigging. Sailboat, you and I looked as if we'd been tossed in a washing machine without the spin-dry cycle. Trying to dry everything, the boat was very colorful and decorated with everything from inside the boat, including our underwear, making it look like a wash day on a junket boat in Shanghai. While things dried, you and I walked around in town, holding hands, thankful we had survived that storm. Please come before the winds change, the signs of the cat's paws on the sand. BJ, are you there?